Thank you. Thanks. Wow. Thank you so much, Hector and Janice and the band and the choir. Thank you so much. Great, great ministry today. Today we're beginning a new series, and this series of worship is about God's songs. And God's songs is a modern translation of the word psalms, really drawing from those ancient songs that the ancient Hebrews used to sing that still carry so much strength and power and that engage our imagination and our souls and our spirits today. And so we're going to really be going through that journey to look at these psalms, to imagine a little bit maybe even who the psalmist was and what they might have been experiencing when they wrote these incredibly honest songs to God. And psalms can be used. They can be used to help us to deal with life. They can be used to help us to heal in our lives. They can be used to reveal the loving strength of God in this world and in our lives. And I think we're in for a really, really exciting journey today. Would you join me in prayer before we go a little bit further in this? God, thank you so much, every face, every person who's here. We're here today to hear your words in melody, in lyrics, in spoken word, in words uttered only in our hearts today. May we speak to you with honesty. May we learn to find strength for today and tomorrow. And Holy One, may you just dance and sing among us. Once again, come and call us forward to the very best that we can be in our lives through your living word that just sings before us, that goes ahead of us, that you've invited us to follow as Christ followed. In your holy name, I ask now that there will be living word in all that I'm sharing now in this part of the reflection, this part of the service, that your Spirit will translate anything that needs to be translated in the ways that each heart, each person longs to hear vital life today. And if I don't get anything quite right or incomplete, I trust you to complete and make it right with each of us today. We're here for a blessing. Grant us a blessing. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Today's psalmist is up against something big in life. And this psalmist teaches us today some powerful ways of engaging when we're up against big things in our own lives. What the psalmist does is the psalmist reaches out to God. And we've got a modern translation today, but I love it. The first words are light, space, zest. That's God. So with God on my side, I'm fearless, afraid of no one and nothing. When the vandal hordes ride down ready to eat me alive, those bullies and those toughs will fall flat on their faces. When besieged, I'm calm as a baby. When all hell breaks loose, I am collected, and baby, I am cool. I'm not sure he said it that way, but I'm asking God for one thing, only one thing. I want to live with God in God's house my whole life long. I'll contemplate God's beauty, and I will study at God's feet. That's the only quiet, secure place in this noisy world, the perfect getaway far from the buzz of traffic. My head is lifted up. God holds my head and shoulders above all who would try to pull me down. I'm headed to God's place to offer anthems that will raise the roof. Is that how you felt coming to church today? I know some of you did. I saw some of you up worshiping from the first note today. I might jump a little today. I'm kind of feeling that. I'm coming to a place to offer anthems that will raise the roof. Already I'm singing God songs. I'm making music to God. Listen, God, I'm calling at the top of my lungs. Be good to me, God. Answer me, God. Then my heart whispered, yes, seek God. and my whole being replied, I am seeking God. Don't hide from me now, God. You've always been right there for me. Don't turn your back on me now. Don't throw me out. Don't abandon me. You've always kept the door open. My father and my mother walked out and left me. But God took me in. So point me down your highway, God. Direct me along your well-lighted street. Show my enemies whose side you're on. Don't throw me to the dogs. Those liars who are out to get me, filling the air with threats. I am sure now. I am sure now, the psalmist says after singing this whole song. I am sure now that I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Let that powerful phrase sink in this morning. I am sure now that I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Stay with God. Take heart. Don't quit. I'm going to say it again. Stay with God. These songs, these God songs, they are songs that speak to the soul, and they call the soul forward. Once again, they call out strength from our souls as deep cries out to deep. They call out to our communities. They can speak, we can as easily interpret this as a community singing and saying this to God. A community that perhaps is besieged, facing a difficult time together, calling out to God, reminding themselves of the love of God that is constant. And not only the love of God, but the God who does give strength to face obstacles. Very real obstacles in this life. It might even be a universal song. We can read it, we can hear it, we can sing it for the universe. We can declare with our lives, with the song that we allow through our lives, that I am going to believe that something good is in my life, that something good is meant for this world. That I am a part of something good. And we will have a Gandalf moment where we will look at those things which take life, which destroy communities, which destroy families, which destroy our hope, and we will sing, "You shall not pass." That's what the psalmist is doing. Make no mistake today. It is that powerful, singing for a self, singing for a community, singing for the world, saying, You things that we allow in our lives and in our community to take away the goodness, the joy, the hope, the vitality of our lives. I am going to sing a God song that is so strong at the top of my lungs that nothing will be able to stand against that goodness. When was the last time you sang at the top of your lungs? This morning, somebody said, good. I'm glad to hear that. This morning, okay, I think they're just saying that to keep me from looking at them back here. When was the last time you sang at the top of your lungs? Come on, come on. And really, really sang for yourself. Really sang for the goodness. Drew out that goodness. Maybe this is your story today. My father and my mother left me, put me out. I'm thinking today, you know what? I have a godchild in Africa, and her name is Marie. She's a transgender woman from Rwanda who came there, and she had lived through the Rwandan genocide, seen her parents. She was from the Tutsi royal tribe, and her parents were quite high in that, and she had seen them killed in those horrible clashes among among tribes and ethnicities. And she'd been taken in by an uncle and cousins. And she had been sent to Cape Town to go to school. And she came there, but part of what she needed was a place where she could come out. At that point, she was going by a male name. And when she called, she was so broken because her family had thrown her out when they found out at that point that she was gay, but really there was more of a journey to it than that. And they called her a dog. They said they were lower than a dog, and even sent someone to kidnap her. To take her back. These aren't unusual stories in many parts of the world. Having lost parents once, losing a family again, and was ready to commit suicide, as so many of our people, our beautiful people, are in this world. Because those things, those vandal hordes, and I'm not talking about people right now, I'm talking about the kind of evil and judgment that we allow among us to separate us even from the people we're supposed to love the most, our children, our families. She came and she sat in my office all day. I said, just sit here today. And I had her write a letter to this uncle who had thrown her out in family, telling them exactly what this felt like to her and why they shouldn't do this as well to her. It took her 4 hours of just pouring out and crying, but having a safe space to do this. And then we put that letter in an envelope, and I kept it in my desk. And I said, would you come back? And she said, yes, we arranged housing and so forth. Then she ended up actually staying with me. In Africa, it's a little bit different there. You have places that you stay. And what was really beautiful for me is I ended up having a little bit of a larger family after this journey was over. And she did as well. And I was able to stand for her in some very important transitions. When people turn 21 in Africa, it's a really important time. You get a key to life. And your parents stand in with you in those times. And she had no one to stand with her and invited not only me to stand, but which I did, but our community to stand. And there's family now. And she's just, I'm so proud. I'm a little bit like a proud relative here. She's just completed her engineering degree at Cape Town University through the support and help, not only of people, but her own song. Her own God song, and she found that God song. I make it sound like we picked her up. Sometimes we have to sing that God song long enough until somebody finds the strength in their own voice to do that. You know, one of the powerful things about this is we heal one another in these kinds of songs. Especially when we kind of have lost sight, our soul has lost sight of who we are, of what our lives are worth in this world. Of what we are together in this world as opposed to apart in this world. Sometimes we have to sing to one another. There's a great story about Carl Jung. Is anybody in here a Jungian psychiatrist or psychologist? Would you admit it if you were? Okay, great. Okay, great. I love Jung. There's a great story about Jung who was working with a woman who had terminal insomnia. She could not sleep. She had been to many, many doctors. And if any of you have ever really known somebody that really has, you know, insomnia, you know it wrecks a life. There's just no energy and all the rhythms are off and it becomes really tough to make it. And she had tried all kinds of things and all kinds of medicines. And Jung agreed to hear her. And he relates the story like this. He said, I was sitting there and I was listening to her and all of a sudden I heard my mother's voice singing a lullaby. And it was a lullaby about rivers gleaming with fishes and stuff. And he said, I just started humming that tune. And there was something in that that the woman's soul quieted. And she was able to go to sleep for the first time in a long time. And there was a real turnaround in her life. And his colleagues from the medical profession, you know, were saying, wow, how did you do that? How did you know to do that? And this and that. And he says, how do I explain to them that I was lost at sea as well, but that somehow my soul responded to another soul? And a song came forward. And he said, the shamans have told us this. We've known this through shamanic wisdom forever, that these kinds of songs are powerful medicine. So today, my friends, may you both receive powerful medicine today for healing and for hope. Feel a community singing you back to life, if that's where you are today. Lift your heart out to that which is beyond you for strength, for whatever you're facing today. And may we together as one body sing for this city, sing for our communities, sing for our world, and God will show up. May God bless us today and throughout this series of God songs. Amen. At the top of our lungs, amen.
Amen.
Amen, right? Amen. You know, problem with us, we get bogged down in middle class respectability and lower class respectability and upper class respectability. Don't worry about being respectable when it comes to these moments. Lift your pray to the very, very top of your lungs. Now, I want you to take a moment right now, and I want you just to think of the song, a song right now, somewhere deep in your spirit. I want you to just think about it right now. Either it's for yourself or for it's somebody else that you think really needs some strength today, really feels like they're having to overcome today. I want you to think about communities. Maybe that's what you're going to be thinking about. I want you to think deeply right now. Come up with a song. Let it rise within you. I'm not going to ask you to sing at the top of your lungs right now, because I know maybe that would just would be over the edge. But I want you to sing it in your spirit as we meditate for just a few minutes. Go in there. Grab it. Bring medicine into this world. God's songs. Janice is going to play for just a few minutes. Used to sing, "We are a gentle, angry people," at the heights of the AIDS pandemic. We used to sing, "We shall not be moved," at the height of the civil rights struggle. Let us not think that our most powerful God songs are in the past. There are all kinds of people who are overcoming today. May we pledge one another in this community to be one body that will stand in solidarity to bring freedom and to bring hope and to bring goodness into this world. In your holy name, God, we thank you for the songs. May we be the singers every day.